Hey, are you ready to move your life? I mean, really move it? It's time to turn up the dial on your energy, your health, your sport performance, your happiness, and your relationships. If you want to live with more freedom, more adventure, more passion, more fun, and more success, if you're ready to get your brain in the game and achieve the most out of every area of your life, then it's time to move to live and live to move with your host, Jill Summers.
Hello, you made it. You're here. You are in the right place. If you are ready to dial up your life, this is Jill with Jill M. Summers Performance Coaching. Today's podcast is a unique combination of inspirational snippets combined with motivating music designed to light you up and fuel your joy. This is an opportunity for me to gift you with some energy that will get you moving physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Why am I doing this, you might ask? Well, that's a good question. This is something that lights me up. I found this technique kind of by accident in the past when I've been listening to music while I'm working out. And then I've also had other inspirational snippets that come in because I was on a mixtape basically, and my playlist was getting all mixed up. And every time I was able to combine music with an inspirational message, I just felt my energy rise more and more. And I left that workout feeling greatly inspired with new ideas and amazing energy that got me through the day. And I just kept thinking, how can I do this on a regular basis and do it for other people? Well, here it is. I'm doing it for you now. And I'm hoping you love it as much as I do and it moves you as much as it has moved me in the past. So basically what this is all about is a combination of inspirational snippets along with motivating music that supports the snippet along the way. You know, music has an incredible way of elevating us to a higher place, and it can also bring us down too. I'm sure that you've experienced either one of these, but when we use it with the intention to elevate us, it can dramatically change our level of motivation. It can bring us into a heightened sense of awareness, and why not use that on purpose rather than simply by accident? So when this is one of the things we know about the brain is it really cannot come up with new ideas, new concepts, new energy when it's running on the same old tape, where it's running in a low, what we call a vibrational place. What we need to do is raise that vibration so the brain begins to think differently. It also becomes more receptive. It's more open to new ideas. It's more open to new feelings, which then lead to new behaviors. Wayne Dyer, a wonderful master in psychology, sociology, higher thinking, who is no longer with us, unfortunately, had a wonderful phrase that I really resonated with, and it's never die with your song still inside you. And he says, when your soul stops growing, you start dying. And that's something I don't want for any of us. I don't want any of us to feel like our souls are dying before we get the chance to die. You know, we need to live fully. And my big mission in this world is to help people move to live. And that is the name of this podcast series, is Move to Live. And that has a couple of different meanings to it. It means moving your body so that you feel more alive, but it also means to move your mind and be willing to learn new things, to experience new things, to keep that beginner's mind that we talk about in the Buddhist principles. So this is a playlist of inspirational snippets, as I mentioned before, along with energy-raising music. And it's designed to help you hear that song inside of you and help you turn up the volume so that you are living out loud. Here's a suggestion I have for you. Listen to this when you want to fuel up your attitude or you need an energy boost. Listen to it while you're running or you're working out, but it doesn't have to just be then. It might be you're sitting down to work on work hard on a promotion you're trying to get at work, and you need to boost your energy and get into a more confident place, a place of strength. One of the things I work on with my clients is something called the power state. And this power state is this place where you feel incredibly confident. And I know that you've all been in a place like that before. Sometimes it happens by accident. You only realize it after the fact. But this is what I want you to know. You can, on purpose, take yourself to that state. And that's what this podcast or this series is all about. You can play this while you're cleaning the house or you're cooking. I'm telling you, your toilets will never be cleaner. And your boss will never know what hit her when you come at this new promotion from this heightened state. So let this playlist be a part of that empowerment. This month, speaking of empowerment, this month has been all about empowering the she. It was May and it's Mother's Day month. And our focus has been about honoring the feminine within each of us. And yeah, I believe that's in you guys too. This doesn't exclude you, but it really is about stepping into owning our kindness, our lovingness, our intuition, our ability to be supportive and nurturing and creative. But it's not just that. I think sometimes women get lost in that role and think that that's all there is. There's also this badass energy that the feminine has. And so in this playlist, I'm going to be honoring that. I'm going to be honoring your creative side. This is all about supporting women moving through challenges in a male-dominated workforce. In the earlier interview that we had with Sally Edwards and Lauren Jensen, Sally talks about working in a male-dominated world. She was a business owner. She started her own business called Fleet Feet. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. Back in the 70s, when it was a male-dominated business place, and it was challenging for her. So, you know, some of those challenges are not gone yet. I'm certain that they're much easier than they were in the 70s, but we need to support one another to be able to get into that badass energy and go for what it is that we want in our lives, because it's something that we want, not necessarily because it's something that we have to do, but if we want it, we should be able to accomplish it. This is also about empowering one another to let go of the notion that we have to be pretty or smart or married or play small or be sorry or we have to be sensitive. This is about you being all of who you are, regardless of any previously created gender roles. It's really about you stepping into being all of who you are, whether that means you're wearing pants or a skirt or yoga pants or, you know, whatever that might be. So our first song has a little bit, okay, I'm lying. It has a lot of it to do with something called confidence. I mentioned that there was an interview earlier this month, and it was with Sally Edwards and Lauren Jensen. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend to go back and listen to it. It was really powerful. And then in that interview, Sally launched a question. The question was, when is the last time you did something for the first time? Well, I can tell you that this question raised a lot of energy for my listeners, and I received comments that ranged from, I can't remember the last time I did something for the first time, to, well, 1 week ago I ran my first half marathon, and a whole bunch of answers that happened in between. Well, let's face it, doing something for the first time requires courage, another C word, and courage to get out of your comfort zone, to do things in a new way, to stretch yourself, to get off the gerbil wheel of habit. Let's face it, habit can be great, but it can also keep us stuck going in the same circle over and over again, which again goes back to slowly killing our spirit or our soul inside. Well, Getting off that gerbil wheel of habit requires confidence, just like the confidence that is required to be all of who you are. Something I tell my clients is you cannot have big ass confidence by doing small ass things, which leads me to our first song. This song is called Confident by Demi Lovato. Being confident. I don't know. What is wrong with being confident? What a powerful question to ask yourself. If you were to rate your confidence on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you place yourself? Would you be a 1, an 8, a 3? What would that be? Just take a moment to think about that. Now, it probably depends on what you're doing, right? And how you're feeling in the moment. I know that I'm my most confident when I've been eating well and sleeping well and working out and taking care of myself. Just this week, I had a couple funky nights. I had one night of sleep of maybe 4 hours because I was traveling. And then the next night literally was 3 hours. I just couldn't stay asleep. And then the next night somebody was upstairs pounding away and I wasn't able to fall asleep. So I went a couple of nights with not the most sleep. And I'll tell you, by that fourth day, I was like, I don't feel like doing anything. I didn't have an inspirational thought. I didn't feel motivated to do some of the things that I had on my list. So I know that some of that self-care definitely fuels my confidence. My guess is it's the same for you as well, right? And if I've not been eating well and I eat foods that don't necessarily agree with me or don't fuel my brain to be able to think clearly, it affects the way that I feel about my life. So I call that a weakened center. I'm not talking about my abs, although I have to tell you that happens sometimes too. But do you know what I mean? Like, can you relate to this? When you're not taking care of yourself at that most fundamental level, you're not getting the right sleep or eating the right foods, and it's like this cycle, right? You don't get very good sleep, and then you don't choose foods very well because you're craving energy, and you might eat foods that are higher in sugar or go for the caffeine, and then you don't sleep well, and then you don't work out well because you're not feeling the best, and when you're not working out well, you don't eat well. It's just this cycle that catapults and continues to spin upon itself. So what I would suggest for yourself and for myself is to put that self-care back on the front burner on a regular basis. Do something for me here. Imagine that you're on the couch with the flu. I mean, seriously, go there in your mind. Just close your eyes for a moment. I know I'm not going to keep you here very long, I promise. But imagine that you're laying there feeling miserable with a fever, and you've got the chills, and then you're hot, and you're nauseous, and your body aches, and it hurts even to watch TV. Now, when you're feeling like this, are you feeling motivated? Are you getting inspiring thoughts? Do you feel like you want to branch out and do something new? Are you feeling confident and courageous? Probably not. You're just wanting to get through the next moment without losing your cookies. So, okay, now take a deep breath. I don't want you to stay in that feeling very long. So take a deep breath and get out of that feeling. Let it all go. Now I want you to go to the other end of the spectrum. Imagine feeling strong and healthy. You're happy and you're excited and you're like, oh yeah, and I want to do this and I want to do that. And you're feeling courageous and confident and you're like, let's sign up to go do some skydiving. It scares the hell out of me, but I'm going to do it because I'm going to build a strong, courageous bubble within me. Okay, now that feels completely different, right? So here's my point. My point is we have to have a strong center that starts with physical health and self-care before we can expect to feel confident and courageous and go out into the world and make our lives bigger and live out loud. So build that center solid. Be the boss. Run your show. It's only from a strong center that you're able to branch out and be strong and run your world.
Respect when I do.
run the world, girls. Who run the world, girls? I'm sorry. I was reminded by quite a few people that I should not sing into the microphone. So sorry about that. But oh, that song just gets me all jazzed up. I hope you're feeling the jazz too. That was Beyonce with Run the World. Girls, isn't she amazing? I love her. That song was one of the favorites from Kim from Girls on the Run in an interview that I did earlier this month. So if you want to check out that interview, go to my website at jillmsummers.com and check out the interview with the Girls on the Run moms. I've been asking each of the interviewees that I have been working with for their favorite songs that get them jazzed up. And so you'll be finding some of those songs as we move along in this playlist. Hey, check out this quote I found. The most beautiful thing you can wear is confidence. Isn't that awesome? The most beautiful thing you can wear is confidence. It's not about the makeup or the clothes or anything else on the outside. It's just about that thing that you've got going on the inside. Don't you think this is so true? It's not about the body size or the shape or your ability or the clothing that you're wearing, but it's rather about having a strong sense of self and confidence. I bet you any money you know somebody like that who just has this, they exuberate this confidence from the inside out and makes them so alluring and charming. So piggybacking on that message to keep you going is a song here from Lindsey Stirling. Lindsey is a violinist, a dancer, a composer who performed on America's Got Talent. I'm sure some of you saw this. It was in 2012, but she was turned away from the judges who said, and I quote, "Her violin playing sounded like a bunch of rats being strangled." Nice, right? Lindsey's love of music, though, did not stop. In fact, it's the thing that fueled her, and that passion that we have inside is what she was experiencing, and it just kept her going. But what was so interesting with Lindsey is that she loves all kinds of music. She loves classical. She loves EDM, electronic dance music. She loves hip-hop and dubstep. Then this love of all these different kinds of music birthed a very unique genre all her own, which now actually has a name called Lindsey Stomp. Well, since that day from America's Got Talent, she has gone on to build a YouTube channel that exceeds 9 million subscribers with over 1.7 billion total views. Here's her song called Transcendence. Listen to it here, but also go to YouTube and watch her video. It's crazy inspiring. Lindsey, you rock. Oh, wow. If you're running while listening to this, I bet you just got a little bit faster. I know I did just listening to it. I love it. Can you imagine if Lindsey had listened to those jerk judges about her performance and she gave up, stopped her music, stopped pursuing her passion? Yeah, what she has is unique, but that doesn't make it wrong. And I will bet you any money you have some ideas of things that you want to do in your life that's unique. And just because it doesn't fit in the mold of what somebody else is doing, maybe they think it's wrong, or there's even a voice within you that thinks it's wrong. But listen, what if Lindsey had given up on that? We would all be at a loss for watching her amazing performance. Like I said, you have to go to her Facebook page and watch her dance. It's really quite incredible. And for her to be able to play music while she's dancing at the same time is a really unique skill. So take a look at that. Hats off to you, Lindsey Stirling. You keep yourself going, and you did it when others didn't necessarily believe in your talents. Now, I could insert the song here from Journey, which is one of my absolute favorites from way back in the, I believe, in the 80s. Don't Stop Believing. And I kind of want to, but I'm not going to. So hold on to your hats. I have another song coming up for you in just a moment. But here's what I want to talk about right now. And that is, what do you do when others don't believe in you? And it happens, doesn't it? It happens all the time. I bet you've got multiple stories about times when people didn't believe in you. I know that I have those stories. And guess what? Sometimes those stories aren't from other people. They're just from other voices in my head. And it's sort of interesting if you think about it from a psychological perspective. It's common for other people outside of us to voice the voice it externally what we're internally thinking. And oftentimes I point my finger at them and I'm like, I can't believe you think that. I can remember a story way back when my daughter was young and her father didn't want me to do something that I was really, really excited and passionate about doing. And he and I got into this conversation and he didn't want me to, I wanted to, we went back and forth really for a couple of days. Well, what I realized when I got out of that situation is he was simply reflecting a part of me that was believing the same thing, you know, and it gave me the opportunity to voice out loud why I felt I should continue to be able to do what I wanted to. And what that was to take this spiritual adventure to Peru. Gosh, it was like a chance in a lifetime. I went with a group of women and we had an amazing time with self-discovery. We were in the rainforest for a week and then we went up to the mountains and we climbed the, actually I take that back. On that trip, I did not climb the Inca Trail. I did climb the Inca Trail on a different trip, but to go up to Machu Picchu. But the point is this, the point is he was simply reflecting an internal voice that I was struggling with. And it gave me the chance to get it out there out loud. But listen, when that happens in your life, and I know it's happened in your life, it's just a matter of how many times, when it happens in your life, you have to continue to think of ways that you can build that voice that's going to keep you living louder and not fuel the voice that makes you feel shitty, whether that's internal or external. So don't give up. Build your skill, build your knowledge, build your resources, build a community that supports you, build your stamina. Don't give up. Don't give up.
That was Sia singing The Greatest. Such a great song and worth listening to over and over and over again, especially when you're in the throes of working through a tough situation, whether it's a workout, maybe you do some hill repeats or some sprints, or you're working on a project or working through an emotional issue. Because let's face it, you know, we get going into tough times and it just feels like we should be giving up, but you can't. You can't give up. You have to figure out a way around it. And it's in that process of figuring out your way around it, whether you go over the top or you go around or you go through or you go under it, it's in that process that we grow. Without those challenges, we cannot grow. You know, we talk about that a lot in our training modalities. When we are working out and we want to improve our fitness, you have to take yourself to that uncomfortable place, that threshold, and then go beyond it, because that's when the body responds. And when the body responds, then your fitness increases. But we don't get stronger by staying underneath that threshold. The same is true in our lives. So when you're having tough times, it's so common for us to be like, oh, poor me, or I messed up, and even more poor me. And we get kind of stuck there. You know, let yourselves be there for a little bit. It's okay. But then you got to figure out how you're going to learn and grow and get stronger and better because of it. One of my jobs as a performance coach is to help people work through those tough times. And they come up in a lot of different ways in their lives. It comes up in their business. Maybe they are trying to expand their business, or they're just trying to keep themselves from going under, or maybe they are working on getting a promotion at work. I also work with clients who are specifically looking to improve their fitness or be able to perform better in a particular sport. You know, there are lots of things that we can do to move through these challenges. The very first one is to believe that you can, and to remember other challenges that you've worked through. That's the very first step I try to help my clients accomplish, is when have you felt this kind of challenge in the past, and what did you do to move through it? The other piece is to build your stamina. Now, stamina comes in a lot of different ways. It comes in your physical stamina, your health, which we talked about a little bit earlier in this podcast, but also it comes in building your knowledge base, learning from people who have been there before you, getting support from people. And I experience this regularly. I have a lot of clients that when I ask who their support system is, they can't really name anybody. And sometimes they do, but then after further further investigation, that's the word I'm looking for, they realize that these friends really aren't really all that great friends. These friends are good friends if that person stays in the stuck place that they're in. But if they try to grow and expand their lives in different ways, the friends aren't all that supportive. So you may experience that when you're trying to make changes, positive changes in your life. Don't let those people hold you back though. Find a new group. Here's the really cool thing. When you let go of those people, you're making space. It's kind of like, I love this analogy. I think you'll relate to it. You've ever decided to do like a clean eating and you're like, okay, 30 days I'm going to commit to this, whether it's a paleo clean eating or a Whole30 or any of the other processes that you can find out there that are really awesome. You go out and you get a whole bunch of really great groceries. You come home and you want to put the groceries in the refrigerator, and the refrigerator is full of stuff. Crap, right? You don't have room to put in the good stuff. You have all these great intentions, but you're like, what am I going to do? The first thing you have to do is clean out the refrigerator. You got to get rid of those foods that are no longer, you know, that leftover pizza and maybe and all the cheese and all the milk and all the chocolate and, you know, all those other things in there that you are not going to eat on this clean eating. You have to clean that out before you can make room for the good. So that happens in our relationships as well. Even when our desire, our goal is to improve our lives, we do need to let go of some of the negatives. Now, when it comes to people, it's a little bit harder to do, but
You know what? We can talk about that on a future podcast. I have a whole list of things that you can do that will help you clean up your relationships. For now, just understand that if you don't have people that are supporting you, please don't think that you're on the wrong path. It just simply means that they are where they are. You can still bless them. You can still release them in the way that works for you. And you can still make those positive changes for yourself. And guess what? In you doing that for yourself, you're also providing them the opportunity to do that for themselves. But it's not on you. That's on them. But I want to get back to Sia's song here. You know, she's singing in this song that you have to have stamina and to not give up. This requires patience, foresight, breathing, lots of breathing, focus. And you have to, along the way, keep your physical health intact and build your mental and emotional health and stamina as well. You know, in the past, I have witnessed people that I've worked with trying to implement this in getting a promotion at work. And they've implemented the old school way, or what I call the unconscious way of doing this, by clawing their way to the top without regard for other humans around them. And what happened in this situation is they got there, they got the promotion, but they didn't feel so good about themselves. And so it was, they had fallen into a behavior pattern that they've seen in the movies or they've seen on TV, where people disregard the other humans around them, but it came at a price. Inside, there was this dying, this sort of a pain that happened to them because they didn't feel like they did their steps with integrity and with honor and truth and love for the people around them. I want you to know that there is a great way that you can do this. You can still expand in your life by using very conscious, mindful methods, because guess what? In the end, it's just not worth the price. It's not worth, you know, killing off a part of you inside in order to get this external reward. Through this coaching process that I did with this particular client, after all of this happened, we did some great reflection and some review about their actions and the behavior along the way. And one of the things she realized is that she didn't want to repeat this behavior before. She recognized that she had participated in this kind of behavior even before this situation, so it was familiar to her, but she realized she didn't want to do that anymore, and she really wanted to break that pattern. And I just want to share with you a couple of the questions that we used in the review process, because it might help you in future experiences. You can use these questions to help bring a level of mindfulness to your actions and behavior. One of the quotes I've recently has come into my world, and I use it all the time now, I absolutely love it, is, if you want to change something, first bring consciousness to it. In other words, you don't have to do anything new to change the action or behavior, but simply by bringing consciousness to it, you bring a whole new set of awareness, a whole new set of eyeballs to the experience, and you can choose differently. So let me share a couple of these questions with you. They might be helpful for you. And if you have pen or paper in front of you, consider jotting these down. You can pause the podcast along the way. The first question is, what do I want? Get really clear. What is it that you want to accomplish? The second question, why? Why do you want to accomplish it? What are the benefits in achieving this goal? The third question, who, besides me, will benefit from achieving this goal? So when you achieve this goal, who else is going to benefit from you putting in the time and the effort, possibly the investment, the money, and the consciousness, the focus? Number four, what do I need to be thinking to achieve this goal? What do I need to be thinking to achieve this goal? This is part of the consciousness process, is you have total control over your thought patterns and your thought process. What are you going to do when you turn up the volume and realize you are in total control? Which way are you going to steer those thoughts so that they work for you as opposed to against you? Number five, what do I need to be feeling to achieve this goal? Remember that your emotional life is extremely important. Never underestimate the power of your emotions. In fact, it's how we feel in the end that makes us do what we do. Do you get that? So I'm going to say it again. It's how we feel in the end that makes us do what we do. And of course, the underlying current required to accomplishing any goal is the power of belief. So let me review these kind of quickly for you. The first one is, what do I want? The second is, why? And what are the benefits of achieving this thing that I want? Number three, who besides me will benefit from me achieving this goal? Number four, what do I need to be thinking to achieve this goal? And number five, what do I need to be feeling to achieve this goal? And the underlying current behind all of that is believing that you have the power to make this happen. So we've been talking about journeys. We've been talking about believing. You gotta know what song I'm about to play. I just can't hold out any longer. I have to do it. Here it is. Don't Stop Believing from Journey.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Heaven is defined in motion.
Don't Stop Believing from Journey. Oh my gosh, I love this song. Ah, it never gets old to me. This is my band. They were the hot band while I was growing up in high school. It created so many amazing memories and emotions just listening to it again. And I think the cool thing is it hasn't really gone out of style. In fact, it's probably around more than ever. We hear it in commercials and at baseball games, and it's really pretty astounding. But I feel like, do you ever have that band that you really resonate with and you listen to so many of their songs, you're like, that's my band, and there's almost this ownership of them? Well, that's what this band is like for me. Steve Perry, man, he and I go way back in the 80s. And, you know, back then I used to listen to them on cassette. I know I'm dating myself, but that's what I grew up to listening. And you remember how you would play it? For those of you who used the cassettes, you would play the front side, and if you had a really good tape player, it would automatically switch and play the back side. You wouldn't even have to take the cassette player or the cassette out, and you would just listen to it front and back, front and back, and front and back. This is one, in fact, it was called Escape when this song came out. This is one that I listened to so much in my car stereo that it ended up breaking in the stereo. And do you remember you had to pull the tape out until it all came out, and you just hoped it would all come out and not get stuck in there, because otherwise the player was pretty much ruined. But that was mine. This was the song that I listened to over and over and over again. Speaking of memories, how about you? Any memories of songs that you can hear and it takes you right back to a period of time in your life because you listened to it so much back then, or you had an emotion? Did you know that in order to get a memory to really stick, it has to have an emotional reaction to it? So if you want to remember something that you're studying, build an emotion around it, and then it will be more prone to stick with you. But that's why music can take us back so far in times in our lives, and you might even feel that emotion when you hear that song, which is why there can be such a reaction to it. I'm going to jump tracks a little bit though and ask you if there is a person, a woman in your life that you remember and that has had an impact on you. It might have been a mother or a grade school teacher or a high school coach, maybe your sister or your friend or an aunt. Take a moment right now to call to mind a woman in your life that you are grateful for. I mean, really, really bring them into your memory bank and bring them into your thoughts, bring them into your heart. Perhaps you have a picture of that person or just a really strong memory image of them. Bring them in right now. Imagine that they're here with you, listening to this podcast. Or you know what would be really cool is if they actually are listening to this podcast with you, in the car with you, or in the same room with you. That would be really cool. If they are, take a moment to look at them and say thank you. If they're in your memory banks and you're bringing them to thought, do the same thing. Imagine looking them in the face and saying thank you. Thank you for having a positive impact on my life. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you for making my life better. You know, simply because they're in it. I have a friend who has absolutely made my life better. She lives on the coast. I very seldom get to see her, and we've known each other for probably 10 or 15 years, and she's had such a dramatic positive impact on me and what I've gone on to do in my personal life and my professional life. And I'm calling her to mind right now. Her name is Joy. Joy, if you're listening to this, this is a shout out to you. There are songs that I hear and just times in my life that I bring back when I need to feel your presence. So I'm asking all of you listeners to do the same. And this is really powerful. Don't underestimate the impact that you're having on this person simply by thinking of them and bringing them to mind. That's the way this energy works in life. So never underestimate the power of thought. I know some of you are really into prayer. Prayer has a similar energetic elevation to it, so you can pray for somebody, pray about them, bring them into your heart, and just feel their presence. In a previous podcast entitled I'll Have What She's Having, I share a parable about women from different backgrounds that come together. And at first, they feel the need to stand apart and prove that maybe their life was harder than the other or their life was better than the other. But in the end, what they end up doing is coming together, and they grow to understand one another because they listen to each other. They end up celebrating their differences. And at the very end, they actually become stronger because of each other. And they pull together, quite literally, fabric and create new clothing for themselves. Of course, this is both literal and figurative. But if you haven't listened to this podcast yet, I strongly encourage you to do so. It's really a powerful story of how we are more because we come together in sharing and supporting and listening and then encouraging one another. If you'd like to listen to it, you can find it on my website, jillmsummers.com/podcast. It was launched on May 10th, 2017. And again, it's called I'll Have What She's Having. But speaking of celebrating differences and having gratitude, as I bring this inspirational playlist to a close, I would like to share my gratitude with all of you for listening, for having an open mind and an open heart, and encouraging me to be more simply by listening to this. It's because of you that I have a platform and a place to share what's meaningful to me. I have that also because it's meaningful to me, and I'm hoping that it's meaningful to you and brings some purpose and passion into your life. So I would love to hear from you. Please don't be shy. Leave me a message or two and let me know your thoughts about the podcast and what sorts of thoughts and ideas it brought up for you. So today, I close this inspirational playlist podcast with the song that I used in the I'll Have What She's Having podcast. It's a feel-good, shake-your-booty, come-together song. And if you haven't yet, throughout this podcast, gotten up and shook your booty, I'm going to encourage you to do that here. So stand up, crank up the volume, and move that body. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to add your name and email on the right side of this page so that you can be notified when there's a new podcast. Thank you so very much for being here with me today on Move to Live podcast, this specific inspirational playlist. Keep moving to live and living to move, and remember to spread the inspiration to somebody else today.
We are family. my share of this world's delight.
Hot.
High hopes we had for the future and our goals in sight.
We
know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule.
Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong.
Oh no, this is our family jewel.
Thanks for being with us today. We invite you to join us on our mission to move people forward and upward. Go to JillMSummers.com, that's JillMSummers.com, for more information and to listen to other inspiring podcasts. And remember to do one thing today that moves your life forward, which impacts others around you to do the same.